أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. صدق الله. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained the great ni'mats the abrar will give and will get in Jannah. And according to a person's status, that means how much effort he made to bring deen within his life, whether he's amongst the saliheen, amongst the muqarrabeen, amongst the abrar, the ba'f, the shuhada, the siddiqeen. According to that will be the stages of a person in Jannah. And this will be also appreciated if we contrast it as in the surah Allah's. In various places contrasted it with the evil people, like the fujjar, what their position will be. The kuffar, the non-believers who did not believe at all, what their condition will be. So we read in the previous ayats that Allah Ta'ala said that the abrar will get the great ni'mats of Jannah. And they will be in this great enjoyment. They will be sitting on beautiful thrones. And they will be looking around with great pleasure. And you will be able to see on their faces that these people have got great enjoyment. And that will increase, be enhanced, be tremendously when they will see Allah Ta'ala. At that time the joy that a person will make out just by looking on their faces, how they will be beaming and how they will be radiant with great pleasure and enjoyment. And all these are hard realities. Today a great effort is made to have iman bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen, the life in the qabr, the day of qiyamah. These are all definitely hard realities, and the vast majority of the Quran is devoted to this, that a person has proper iman on that. There should be no doubt in the heart whatsoever that whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded, whatever Allah has informed us through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% true, and we should have the full yaqeen in our hearts. Further, Allah Ta'ala says these people will be blessed with other ni'mats also besides those that were mentioned. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. Unko pilai jati hai sharab khalis muhar lagi hui. They are given to drink, that is, those who have left this world already and who are righteous and pious, they are given to drink of rahiq, that is, a drink of Jannah, the pure drinks of Jannah, the pure wine of Jannah they will be given to drink. It won't have the effect which the wines of this dunya have, that you go out of your mind. And then you don't know who is your mother, who is your wife, who is your sister. And you just you behave like a mad person, a drunk person, how he behaves. But the wine of Jannah will be pure. A person will just get great enjoyment, and his mind will also be 100% still in order. And this wine will be makhtoom, mohar lagi hui hai. That there will be a seal that will be put on it. Like here, we seal something with seal wax, etc. But there the seal will be completely different. And the seal will be put on so that it is preserved perfectly, so that no dust can get into there or anything of that, and not even the air can get in, because air also, things become bad when air reaches it. If air has to be taken out, and there has to be a vacuum there. So the drinks of Jannah, they will be sealed after with all this, that no effect of any dust or anything can have on it, and it will be sealed. And the seal of it, khitamuhu misk, jiski mohar jhamti hai mushk par. And the seal will be made of musk, not of cork, yeah, like in this dunya we have. Or we use sealed wax. Seal wax in order to seal something, but that will be made of musk, and not also the musk of this dunya. This is all just for us to understand Allah has given us everything in this dunya, but we cannot imagine what that wonderful seal will be, what that wonderful musk will be of Jannah. So the drink will be also pure. The seal of it will be not only pure, but it will be made of the wonderful musk of Jannah. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala exhorts and encourages all and says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. اور اس پر چاہیے کہ ڈھکے ڈھکنے والے. And it is for this that people should strive with one another. For the things and the ni'mats of akhirah, not for the very, very temporary things of this dunya. Dunya is called mata', that is the thing to benefit from a little while, and also a dirty thing, like in the kitchen, that one cloth that is used to wipe off here, to wipe off there, but nobody looks at it with respect or anything, what we call a scrubber. It's just there for all the dirt, and it is just to take benefit from it for a little while, and then you leave it. So this dunya is just to benefit, to transport us to akhirat. But our object must be the akhirat, not this dunya. We must not be hankering behind this dunya. We must be going for akhirat, and for that we must strive. And that is what we should vie about with one another. Not that if somebody got this kind of car, we must have this kind of car. They got this kind of house, we must have this kind of house. No, the things to be vied for and strive for are the things of akhirat, which will be eternal and forever. May Allah give us this understanding, that full yaqeen on the ghaib, which is very, very important in these days. And may Allah Ta'ala let us prepare for that eternal and everlasting life.